Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Police serve a summons to a Virginia church pastor. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is in an island area of Virginia on the coast, and the police served a summons to the pastor of Lighthouse Fellowship for holding a church service for 16 people, spaced far apart in a sanctuary that seats 293 people, almost 300 people.
You know, Matt, I could never imagine that we'd be talking about something like this. A police serve a summons to a pastor for holding church.
Yeah, and this is six people over the wisdom of Virginia Governor Northam's 10-person limit. You know, there's nothing magical about 10 people.
I know. Where did that come up from? I wonder.
There's nothing scientific about 10 people.
Right.
And because he had six extra people spaced out in a 293-seat sanctuary, more than obviously six feet apart.
That's a lot of space.
That six people gave him a summons, and it is a criminal charge for which he could spend up to a year in jail and or receive a $2,500 fine. We are representing Pastor Kevin Wilson and the Lighthouse Fellowship Church. Now, here's what happened. During the Sunday service, before the Sunday service, the local police officer entered the church. He gave no introduction and did not ask for the pastor. He abruptly said that they could not have more than 10 people spaced 6 feet apart. Then after the service, two police officers entered the church in full mask and gloves and asked to speak with the pastor. They issued Pastor Wilson a summons and informed him that if he had service on Easter and if more than 10 people attended, everyone would receive the same summons.
Now, Matt, we need to clarify, too. This is not just a church that can flick the switch and go online. This church is helping to feed, clothe, minister to their community in amazing ways.
This church does not have internet.
Right. Many of the people don't either.
Right, and many of them don't have driver's license.
Right. They depend on the church for rides, to get their groceries, to medical appointments. I mean, it's truly a lighthouse, as their name, a lighthouse in this community, keeping these people off the streets, out of prostitution, out of drug addiction, and serious things. This church is providing a true ministry.
Yeah, this church has a real ministry to people who have been addicted or are addicted to drugs, to free them from that addiction, people who are broken, who have no other home, mentally stressed, those in poverty, and those that have been or have come out of prostitution. This ministry has an amazing ministry to all of these individuals, and many of the members do not have driver's license, as we said. They are dependent on the churches, on the church family for rides, to even get food, supplies, or even go to medical appointments and personal care services like haircuts. They're dependent upon the church for that. Many attendees are on limited income obtained from government assistance, whether disability or Social Security, Medicaid or Medicare. The church has helped various members with electric or gas bills, rent, groceries, physical labor, and transportation for moving, donating time, expertise, and resources for repairing and renovating houses and travel trailers, cooking meals, helping people to apply for disability benefits, providing rides, as I mentioned, to medical appointments, clothes, wood for stoves, fuel for cars, and even cutting grass. The church also offers a blanket ministry, prayer ministry, discipleship program, and counseling services. For some people that they serve, the church family is their only family.
Right.
And if you flip off the lights and you cut off access, here's what you do to some of these people. Some of these people that have come out of drug addiction or in the process of being freed from that can relapse because the family support unit is not there. Those that are in prostitution can ultimately be stressed, depressed, and slip back into that dark area of prostitution. Again, their only family for many of these people is the church. It is not something where the church can just simply download a message on the internet and say, we've had church. This church has a much broader ministry. And listen, the pastor now, whom we represent, faces up to a year in jail and a $2,500 fine. Why? Because six people were over the 10-person limit. And yet you can go down to the local Walmart, Kmart, Home Depot. Parking lots are jammed. And you can walk in and the stores are jammed. You can go into the local grocery store and they're jammed. And there is no problem with that. You can even go to Joann's Fabric and buy some fabric, or you can go to some other store and buy some picture frames. And that's okay. But this church has this essential ministry that you just simply cannot, under any circumstance, just shut it down. Can't do it.
And these people don't just show up for Sunday service, Matt.
It's not just a one-day-a-week thing.
No. I mean, I've talked to some of them. I talked to the pastor, some of these people.
You prayed with some of them.
I did. I prayed with them. They love Jesus. They love their people. I mean, this is what the church is about. It is being a lighthouse and going into the community and ministering, being the hands and feet of Jesus. This is exactly what they're doing. But they don't have the budget to have an internet and do online streaming, which is great. Some churches do, but they don't.
No, they don't. They don't have that. So I know when you're looking at this, don't just look at your own situation, maybe what your own church is able to do. There's 500,000 or so churches in the United States.
And there's not a pattern.
This church is one of those 500,000. And there is no one-size-fits-all template for every single church. What one church can do, another church cannot do. So we have to work within different guidelines and take precautions to protect the health and welfare of people. That's a given. That's not even a debate, right? It's not a debate. That's a given. But on the other hand, you still have a constitutional First Amendment. And that's also a given. That's not a debate either. It doesn't go away, friends, during a crisis. So what you have to do is balance that. And how you balance it for one church may not be the same way you balance it for all the other churches or any other church next door, even in the same city, for example. So that has to be done on a case-by-case basis. There is no one-size-fits-all. There's no one glove that everyone wears. They have different hand sizes, different shoe sizes, and these churches have different ministries and different giftings. And we cannot just put them under one template.
You know, and the church can't just cower in the corner either, Matt. I mean, you can't just turn off the lights and say, okay, we'll do this. Because once we give up those rights, it's hard to get them back.
It's hard to get them back. And so here what happened on Easter? Well, they did not go to Easter. This is a real blow to that community. They will be returning back to service soon. They'll work within having 10 people in the sanctuary and the rest of the people in the parking lot, but they have a small parking lot, friends, and many of them don't have cars. So this is a real struggle for how they're going to operate.
To pray for these people.
We will be coming against this governor's order. It frankly is unconstitutional. It discriminates against churches. Oh, this same governor thinks abortion clinics are essential. Oh, indeed, on Good Friday, he signed into law a very unbelievable pro-abortion bill that was passed by the new Democratic House and Senate, removing lots of restrictions on abortion. They're so essential. You have to kill children. He asked to sign it on Good Friday. But this church, he just kicks to the side of the curb by considering with a stroke of a pen not essential. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray for us, and stand with us as we continue to move forward. That's lc.org. That's lc.org. You can sign up for our emails. You can go to the subscribe button right there at the website, lc.org. We also have a press release on this particular service or this church, the Lighthouse Fellowship. I ask that you pray for Lighthouse Fellowship and pray for so many others. This is just one of many around the country that we are working with on a case-by-case basis. Some that just want to do parking lot services, and they're told they can't, even though you can park in the local Home Depot. Others like this that pastors have been filed with a summons in which they would spend up to a year in jail. Now, the reason why this church didn't meet on Easter is because all of the people would have gotten the same. Some of these people would have their probation revoked. They would go straight to jail. Pray for them as they return to church. Pray for us as we continue to stand as a lighthouse, not just this church, but around the country. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. lc.org.